welcome to the podcast People from Ibiza. I am Marjolein van der Meulen, and today we speak together with you and Roger about the life in Ibiza. And I'm very curious, what is his trip to come here, and how long do you live here, Roger? Welcome to the podcast. I'm very happy you're here. We met each other at the outdoor walking, and you were a guide with a lot of people then, and we had a marvelous, beautiful walk through the secret tunnel. And now we're again on a very special place. Why is this place, Roger, so special for you?
I don't know. Ibiza has been very welcoming from the time of the Phoenicians, right the way back in 650 BC. And many people, the Romans, the Carthaginians, everybody who came to Ibiza always felt this was a very special place. It was very, very welcoming. And this is where the energy comes. And the Ibizaican people have always been very welcoming, even through the period recently when the hippies came here.
In the 70s?
Yeah, they were draft dodgers from the Vietnam War. And even then, when they came here and had a nice life and drinking in the bars, even then the Ibizaicans really, really welcomed them. Unlike maybe Mallorca, which is much bigger, it's more like the mainland. Many people, friends of mine, move to Mallorca because of various reasons, but they often come back here because they don't feel the energy is there or anywhere else. In fact, many people come to this island and I've met them. They've traveled the world and I say, what are you doing here? This feels like home.
It feels like home. Yeah, yeah. I have the same.
Yeah.
And it's so special.
Yeah, yeah.
And yeah, and so you said from the old time, from the 16th century, the people here, the Ibizaicos, said everybody welcome.
Yeah, yeah. They've always been a welcoming, and even now with all the tourism, they're still very welcoming. So, and the other thing is, it's a big community of people. I mean, I've often thought maybe I moved to Portugal or this place or that place, but the beauty of the island is I have so many friends here, more than I ever had where I came from, and they're all nationalities. You know, I mean, there's obviously Spanish, but French and Germans and Dutch and Belgians, you know, and then people from the US. And you get to meet all these people and you feel as though you're on a sort of a level playing field. You're not judged. I mean, there are many alternative community people here. I mean, here I am dressed like a hippie.
I was. You're gorgeous,
no,
Roger.
No, I was a serious businessman as a young man, and the hippies came to my hometown in Cornwall, and I didn't like them at all. They slept on the beach. They never washed. But over the years, through India, I think I've now become a hippie myself. So, and I'm very, very happy.
You have seen them, and now you are.
Yeah.
I think it's for the listeners very interesting, because this podcast is also about manifestation, and for me, you're very inspiring me, because what you said, you were working 35 years in London or England, and a businessman in a business family, and then you left everything, went to Goa. From Goa, you went to Ibiza.
Yeah.
So tell me your story.
Well, the story goes on that when I went to Goa, took early retirement, and I retrained as a masseur. With a full Indian Ayurvedic training, and I was the main masseur for the Ashtanga Yoga Center in Purple Valley, which a partner of mine developed. And while I was doing that, I was introduced to this water therapy called Watsu, water shiatsu. I trained in southern India and then realized you can't do anything with it unless you have a pool. So I had a bit of money then, so I built the first main therapy pool in India. There was never one before. And that became, again, an international training center. But in an advanced course, which I went to Israel to do with my teacher from California, I bumped into in a water meditation on the edge of the Red Sea in the Dolphin Reef. I bumped into a young Israeli lady, and we sort of hit it off in a very big way. And to cut a long story short, we both decided we wanted to spend our lives together. So we jumped off another cliff of life and went traveling. And then people said, well, I need to be in Ibiza. You know, I like partying and everything. So we moved here 11 years ago, got married and moved here. And we've been here ever since and love it.
And we're, nice.
Yeah. So we both have different functions.
Yes.
Both of us are water therapists, and we do a lot of single and couples in a very nice warm water pool.
It's called, you build it as well.
We built the pool ourselves. It's called Watsu Abisa, and if anybody wants to know about Watsu Abisa, they just need to Google it, and they see all about it. We've actually closed the business now because I don't want to be in business, but we still have the pool to work in, and we're regularly giving couple sessions.
Yeah, the pool is marvelous.
We trained as doulas, and we work with pregnancy, so that side of our life is wonderful.
Yeah, it is. Water is very beautiful. Yeah, the nature is very beautiful.
Yeah.
Actually, my son.
Yeah.
When I was pregnant,
yeah,
I was doing every week with the midwife.
Okay.
Yeah, the sessions in the water.
That's it.
And
that's it.
My son was born under the water.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes, and now he's 18. And what, you know what his favorite sport is? He's underwater hockey.
No.
Yeah, he is playing.
That's extreme.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and he loved it. He said, yeah, Mom, if I'm under the water, you know, I am me.
Wow.
And that's, you know, when I met you at this walking and you were telling that you were there in Eilat, and
yeah,
I was there too, and yeah, also in the water swimming with the dolphins. And then I was looking at you and said, oh, he's telling my story now.
Oh, it's extraordinary.
Yeah, yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Yeah. And for me, you're very inspiring because you just do it.
Yeah.
You know, of course, you have had your life in England,
yeah,
for a very long time, and then you jumped into the life suddenly.
Yeah.
And can you go back in that time? Why you jumped in this life and came to Ibiza? Because it's a big jump. It's not, you know, I don't know how old were you at that time, and it's very, yeah, inspiring.
Yeah, I'm very old.
I'm very old, but
well,
no.
Yeah, I mean, on the island here, I love dancing. I love ecstatic dance. I love five rhythms, and I love going to festivals. We went to the Boom Festival in Portugal. And Noam and my wife and I put in a pool there before we ever moved here. You know, I seem to be some sort of inspiration for a lot of younger guys, and they all want to be like me when I when they get to the ripe old age of whatever I am. But I'm obviously, I feel very young. But anyway, that's a very important part of
it. And how do you stay healthy? Because you know a lot about the nature here in Ibiza.
Mm-hmm.
What is your life spirit? What is actually makes you happy here, mm-hmm, on the island, mm-hmm, together with your wife, mm-hmm, and all the things you do,
mm-hmm,
and also the volunteers of the walking? So you know the island very well.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think there's a number. I think a lot of it's luck. I happen to be quite skinny, and I don't have any health problems, which is, I think, has helped me a lot. Constantly, I was doing. I think at the age of 50, I was sort of about to retire in my hometown, and it's let's go to the bar and the end of life. And then I took up Ashtanga with this amazing guy, John Scott, who was teaching Madonna and Sting, and I thought this must be good. And that's the moment it changed my life. So I was doing Ashtanga for a few years, but increasingly found
it's a very strong
very
yoga.
Difficult. It's reasonably designed for young Indian men, and I was in my 50s then, so I sort of gave that up. But now I dance a lot. Hoping to do two or three festivals this season in the UK and maybe Poland and maybe, you know. So I dance a lot. And I do Pilates, and I'm careful with my diet, and I'm a happy guy, so I think that's a lot of it, you know. My wife Noam, I mean, when I met her, she swam for Israel, and she is an amazing water therapist as well, and now she's teaching long-distance swimming around Ibiza. So she has a group, and she takes them on adventures around the cliffs. So that's her other thing, apart from the water therapy. So her thing is called, she calls it Flying in Liquid Space.
I can imagine.
Name.
Wow,
so she's
yes.
Got, she's got an Instagram thing with that. And then when we got here, one of the major things we did was to go walking with this amazing guy,
Toby. Oh, Toby, yes.
Walking Ibiza, or now Ibiza Outdoors. And after a few years, he got so busy that he asked if some of us wanted to be guides. And I volunteered. And I've now been a guide for 8 years. And just before COVID, I think we did 11,000 walkers in one season.
Whoa.
So he also does kayaks and he does paddleboarding and e-biking and everything. But I stick to the walks. And also my other passion is the food tours. I love being a food tour guide, taking people around Ibiza town, trying the local cuisine and the wines. And I feel like it's a short walk with food, which is particularly pleasant.
One day I go with you.
You really must.
Yeah.
And again, it's all about meeting people. So all the walks I do constantly... on these community walks, which we do every week, people are arriving on the island, live on the island, of all age groups, and they suddenly start meeting and talking to people. They make new friends, and this is quite unique. I don't think this really happens. Well, I'm sure it happens in other parts of the world, but that's because of the size of this island and the climate and everything. It just seems to work here.
So the people connect during the walks.
Very, very much, yeah.
And it's very important for the health to be in connect with other people.
That's right.
To walk, it's very good and healthy walk, and also to talk to each other.
Yeah.
And yes, I have the same experience during the walks. You just have talks about the life and just suddenly you have a friend, indeed, new friends.
You make new friends.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, sometimes on the food tours, I have two Belgians, two Dutch, two Germans, two English, and an American. And when they start, it's a bit like, you know, maybe a couple of French. And then by the time they've had a couple of glasses of wine or a beer, they're all family. You know, it's amazing to see, you know, how people become friends when they can be together and enjoy something.
Yes. But they have the same goal.
This is the way the world needs to go, you know. Yeah. It needs to be about personal connections.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, through this this pandemic we've had, it's been quite difficult for people all over the globe. But I think this is the way forward.
Yeah, it's a new way of meeting each other, and I think also appreciate more the life. I hope so.
Yeah,
after the COVID time, that we were separate, we were lonely, we had to deal with all those rules, and even here in Ibiza it was very strict. And but now we celebrate freedom in ourselves. And yes, of course, the health is about moving and follow your heart, follow your passion. And I remember when you said something during the walks about the grass here in Ibiza, because the water is so extremely beautiful here on the island. And you explained why it's possible that this island has such beautiful water.
What you're talking about is something called Posidonia.
Posidonia.
Which is a bit like seaweed grass in the sea.
Yes.
They claim that it's one of the oldest organisms in the world. They even think of it as an animal. It's very big. It spreads all the way from here to Formentera, the other Balearic island. And what it does is it oxygenates and cleans the water. But on top of that, you can see it here on the beach. It's been collected and it's used on the land as a fertilizer. And then the local people use it in all the old finca roofs as insulation.
Oh, yes.
It's got many, many uses. In fact, you know, if you see a big pile on the beach, it's a very nice way to lie down instead of being lying on the rocks. So that's another feature of the island.
So it gives the island and it gives the water a lot of oxygen.
Yeah.
So that's why it's very healthy.
That's why it's clean. And that's why we have this wonderful clarity, you know, whereas many places, obviously, in the Mediterranean are more polluted or whatever, but the water here is just extraordinary.
It is. And it has so...
Even in the winter, I mean, I love it, because in January here, whatever the temperature of the water is, people say it's cold, but this is the same temperature water as my home in Cornwall in the height of August. And the height of August, everybody's in the sea. Oh, this is wonderful. Same temperature. They come here in winter and say it's a bit cold, but actually it's really nice.
I'm really swimming refreshing every day here, and then in the winter they say, oh, you swim. I said, yeah, but it's the water is warm. I'm from Holland.
Yeah, really, exactly.
I'm swimming there as well, but here it's really warm, and then they look at me, wow.
That's right.
Yeah, it gives me a lot of energy as well, the water. I think the element water and dancing, Watsu is also dancing in the water, movement in the water, just diving the life is movement. So, yeah.
Yeah, talking about dancing in water, I also do something else. I've got to start it again soon, and that is underwater contact dance.
Wow!
So I've got a sound system. I get 12 people in the pool, which is at body temperature because it's a Watsu pool. It's 35 degrees.
Oh, it's so nice. It's warm.
Yeah, so you know, and then we play underwater music and everything, and then you wear a nose clip and close your eyes and start going underwater, and then you start getting into, like, mixing with different people. And it's one of my favorite things. It's really good.
Yeah, I don't know this yet, but really, if you want to organize this.
Yeah, I'm hoping to start again soon. And in fact, I had a dance teacher who brought two Dutch professional dance groups to the pool as a way of getting them to relax when they're dancing. That was a couple of years ago, and that proved very, very useful for people.
Roger, you have many talents, and just enjoying life. You grab the things what you love and like. When did you start in your life doing that? Because you had a career before, so as many people has, but you are my example, my inspiration, that you can change your life in talent, in happiness, in health, and just follow your stream.
I think it's having the courage to let go. I can remember when I was doing my interior design, which was very, very intense, doing these big contracts, and I had other friends in the same business. And I said, I think I'm going to take early retirement and change my life and do something different. They said, oh, well, we all want to do that.
Yes.
But they were nervous. They were scared. And it's like, you know, every day for 20 years, you go to work and you do the same thing. And then one day it all stops. And then what am I doing today? And I never had that feeling. But I know that a number of my friends do. It's typical in the UK. You know, you work all your life. You take early retirement. The man is in the space of his partner or his wife or whatever, who they've been together for all these years, and all of a sudden they're like strangers.
Yes.
And sadly, in the past, often people, he lost all his friends and work, and they don't. You really need to start following a passion. It's doing something. Maybe you want to volunteer. Maybe you want to do many, many things, hobbies. I think it's I hate that word retirement. It's a case of, no, I want to do different things, and that could be travel, it could be writing, many, many things.
Yeah, think about it as a listener. What you really want to do.
Yeah.
If you are in this retirement age and you're still young, have all these possibilities, and there are so many things you can do. You can contribute to yourself and contribute to other people like you do. You are very talented in connecting people. And during this walk and your water work and dancing, whatever, it's all about connections.
It's all about connections. It's all about encouraging people, supporting people through their own personal process. I mean, so much of the work we're doing in the water is very often with people who've had some really serious trauma. Maybe they've lost a pet or a parent, or maybe they've split up with a long love. Or they've had abuse when they were growing up, and the water has this amazing ability. When you float somebody in body temperature water, then they start to lose where your body begins and ends, and if the therapist is good, and he can sort of disappear and have no ego, as it were, just take people through their own unique experience, they can completely forget everything, and then they tell me afterwards, you know, they felt that they remember being before they were born, or they remember this, or they have it changes some people's lives. It's extraordinary.
It really touched me.
And then, of course, you get the feedback from that, and to be able to look after people through their own process, it's so satisfying to yourself.
Wow.
So it feeds you as well as them.
It's giving and receiving at the same time.
Yeah.
And how do you do that to park your ego? Well, how do you do that?
Yeah, I mean, when I started, I've been doing this for 20 years. So when you start, I mean, when you train your students, you're all about how to move people in the water, and then sometimes it feels like a bit of a performance.
Yeah,
and
it's
then,
technique. You have to learn first.
And then really, as you get on, you realise that it's nothing to do with you. It's not about you. It's about your person, your client.
Yes.
And then you need to talk to them a little bit beforehand to see what's going on in their lives. And then you adapt the session. I mean, you could be holding somebody for an hour who's in deep distress. Or you could be making them feel like dolphins because they want to enjoy being taken underwater. And everything in between. I mean, they may have fibromyalgia, they may be terminal cancers, they may be having all sorts of other emotional issues. You never know who's coming, but the job is to look after somebody through their personal experience so that they can trust. It's all about trust. If they can trust you as a therapist, then they can let go to get you there, and then they have their experience. And that's it for me. That's really it.
Wow. This is it, huh? Mm. This is it. Just connect with yourself, connect with the other person.
Yeah.
It's not about you.
No.
And, I think this is very inspiring for all the listeners. What you do if you're in the bar or with your family or at your work, just observe yourself.
Mm-hmm.
How do you want to be in this moment?
Mm.
And how do you can be a contribution for yourself and to the others?
Mm.
And then, I'm listening to Roger now, it gives a big opportunity for the other to have their experience without judgment, just be there in the present, and then miracles can happen.
They
do.
They do. I mean, there's so many stories I could tell, but then of course they're private stories. A lot of people tell me things like, you meet a friend, you meet somebody on a train you've never met before, and that's the only person you can talk to because you've had a really difficult time and you don't want to share it with your friends or whatever. And people often tell me lots of things, and one of the things I say to them is, unfortunately, I've got a really bad memory, and I probably won't even remember you tomorrow, so you can tell me whatever you want. And that seems to work quite well. It can be embarrassing. You've had somebody in your arms for an hour, and then 2 weeks later, they sort of say, how are you? And I say, have we ever met?
But that's really in the moment. You don't have remembered this.
No.
I'm very happy that they remember this magical experience.
That's it.
That's it's all about.
Yeah. I get people coming up to me and saying, oh, do you remember July the 4th, Goa, in 19 such and such, you gave me a session in the pool, it changed my life. I haven't got a clue who they are, And also with the dancing as well, I get these young people coming up and saying, I saw you in that festival. Because I'm usually dancing at my age, with some weird gear on. There's 20,000 young people and there's me.
Everybody on this planet at your age is dancing.
Yeah.
Because dancing is connecting, it just gives so much joy and it's so healthy. So
I mean, my children have put a sign above the door, no dad dancing.
No, really.
But then all their friends and the people I go to say, I wish my dad was like you.
Yeah.
I wish I had a dad like you.
You really have a father energy. Yes,
you are.
So that really gives some comfort, like the womb. You are this person, Roger.
Yeah.
So that's really, I'm very happy that you find out this by yourself by doing this.
Yeah.
But not everybody has this. And so hopefully you will meet many, many, many people. And but I'm sure it's a lot to remember all of them.
No, even on the walks, I get all the names, and as the number, get so many people. In the end, I say, look, even people I know very well, in the moment, I can't remember your name. So everybody's darling.
Everybody's darling.
Yeah, everybody's darling, and then nobody's offended. But people do get it.
Yeah.
I can't help that.
Yeah. Okay, talking with you makes me so happy because I'm 55 and after 30 years, I was dancing and having this passion as you have in your life. So thank you for inspiring me.
Not at all. And it all started for me actually when I was 55.
Yes.
So
oh,
that
cool.
was a big, that
oh,
was a big,
yeah, so there, the life,
life
starts.
Starts
you.
At 55. And the other thing I found the other day, 2001, I think it was, I had a really serious motorbike accident. I mean,
oh,
serious
really?
That I should have, I shouldn't be here. And that's like 20-odd years ago. So from that moment on, everything was a plus. because I was very lucky.
Had a very bad experience and a very heavy accident, and from then,
I didn't break anything. I didn't, you know, but you know, the experience was I wrote off a car completely and the bike. I was thrown in the sky, you know, but I had all the gear on and everything, and just in that moment, I didn't pass to the next life, and. You know, that's a long time ago, 21 years, 22 years, something like that.
That's also that something changed in your life?
I think so. I think it was a realization, you know, that, you know, I could have gone at that moment, and they don't want me up there yet.
No.
That's the thing, they don't want me yet.
I'm very happy for this.
Something else useful to do on this earth, you know. So,
yeah. And it is. Sometimes you have to go through an accident or through an illness or a difficult period so that you get awake.
That's right. Yeah.
And then the life gives you a hard time, but it seems like a present listening to you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah.
And is there something you want to give to the listeners, Roger, about to inspire them, to encourage them, to give them positive vibe, to follow their passion, to travel?
Well, I think that covers it. I say, you know, what you're saying now is what I would say. I mean, live your life. Live your life, and there are difficult decisions to make in your life, and it's perfectly okay for you to change direction. You don't have to be stuck in this place or that place, in this location. It's not easy for a lot of people, and it's easy for me to say these things because I feel in many ways I've been lucky. So I'm sure that a lot of people listening to this, it's just not going to happen for them in that way. But, you know, just feel that, make the best of what you have.
And that makes you happy.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. So you are lucky because you follow this path.
Yeah.
And yes, follow your path. Thank you very much, Roger.
Thank you
so much.
Thank you so much for inviting me to come and talk.
It's too short.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening this podcast and this episode. And love to see you again. And if you like this podcast, just share it with your friends and family. And feel free, if you want to listen to more of these incredible people from Ibiza, these beautiful spirits here on the island, just give a donation. And you can see that at the link in the bio. So thank you very much. And I'm going to swim for a while now. Feel the water. Thank you. And see you next time.